This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In 30 minutes, we award the first ever WIP Afternoon Show Eagles Insider of the Year. The competition has been going on since April with power rankings every single week.
Again, been going on since April. No one seemed to take it seriously until about 2 weeks ago.
Right. Well, it was free agency.
Yeah.
It was free agency. Everyone started hopping on.
But again, so. Like sometimes big trends, you just got to start it.
Yeah.
And see where it goes.
Well, and now this is the first of every annual. So after, 4:31 today or whenever I announce the winner, next year, everybody's on the clock, right? Everything counts toward next year.
Yes.
So
it's
so,
like when the NFL free agency starts.
Right.
4 o'clock. The new league year.
New league year. So if somebody reports the Sirianni extension at 4:41, that counts toward next year. Now it is gonna like the Academy Awards. I don't know if you want your biggest stories at the beginning of the year,
Yeah, but I will say we did forget about McManus's offseason piece about Jalen calling Wink Martindale to get some tips on the blitz. Which is not out. That should have been factored in.
It shouldn't have. It was before, though.
No, it wasn't. It was in August.
Was it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
The McManus should win.
Well, we've been over this.
Yeah.
He had the best year.
Yeah. McManus should win. I'm going to be really angry if McManus doesn't win this.
Well, I mean, listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
McManus's stories also came early in the year.
Yeah, but he had Becton this weekend.
Yeah.
He had the bye week story toward the end of the year. He had the Sirianni writes love notes to his player story toward the end of the year. The guy had a great year.
Those don't count, though.
They do
those
count.
Those are like feel-good stories that we already had talked about.
We didn't have the notes. We didn't have the details of the meeting.
Yes. August 7th was the story that McManus wrote about Wink Martindale.
Wow. What
is that story?
That he called
it. Called to another coach to get in, to get tips on the blitz.
Yeah.
And then Jalen was perturbed at the questions at the press conference.
On blitz?
I don't know what I say. Help with the blitz?
I don't know. Would you say tips or?
I said tips with the blitz.
Tips.
Tips.
Tips with the blitz.
I'm wordsman.
Wow, this guy.
This guy on everything.
The 2 6-inchers over here.
Well,
if I'm on a good day.
If it's a little warm out.
So before we get to a former Sixer just leveling Daryl Morey, tonight's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder, a big one, because remember, if the Sixers draft pick falls outside of the top six, the Thunder get that draft pick. Now, here is something that is outrageous, Ike. Of course, the Thunder are helped by the Sixers winning games, and the Sixers play the Thunder tonight.
Right.
Tonight, the Thunder are sitting. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Lu Dort, Jalen Williams, Isaiah Hartenstein is questionable, and Carson Wallace is questionable.
Disgusting.
So it seems as if they are almost trying to give themselves a chance to lose a game. SGA, just rest. There's no injury there. Has only missed 2 games all year. So that is outrageous. And if you'll remember, the only reason we got Tyrese Maxey was because the Thunder won a game in the bubble, their last game of the year, pushing them out of top 21 or 22. Right. And I think they've learned a lesson from that.
Well, listen, you know Presti out there is he's pretty good.
Oh, he loves draft picks.
And they love draft picks, so I could, from their side of it, I understand why they're doing it.
Adam Silver's got to do the right thing, though. I mean,
you got to make Jerry Colangelo work for him.
Sure, whatever it takes. Yeah, whatever it takes. Just right the wrong here.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
They're like, what? Are they the one seed in the West?
They are.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't be sitting everyone.
No.
Just for a little draft pick. You have enough.
Yeah, grow up.
Yeah.
You don't need every. And by the way, if you don't get this draft pick, you're going to get it next year. I'm like, who? Come on, grow up. All right.
They seem to hit on every draft pick.
They're
they
great
have.
At drafting. They are great
at
drafting.
They hit on every draft pick
every
they
pick.
Have.
Every pick. Still have not won a title, but they do hit
That's
on
true.
Every draft pick. Yeah. So
is Chet good? I was anti Chet a couple years ago.
He's
okay.
He's not as good as I thought he was.
Yeah.
I was a Chet's going to be better than Wemby thing, and turns out that's not going to be the case.
That was a good take, though.
Yeah.
That was like your, what was your Giannis take from a couple years ago?
Oh, he's just a tall Westbrook?
Yeah. Well,
that was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Giannis, by the way, Giannis's championship is tainted, too. That entire regular season, there were no fans in the stands. It was kind of like a COVID title. That was the year.
He's coming off the COVID year.
Yeah, it was still, the playoffs had fans in the
right.
stands. But remember, that was the year that Julius Randle had a great year out of nowhere. So.
Well, and Giannis has gotten bounced in, what, the first round, 2 to 3 years after?
And he's hurt all the time, too. Like, come on with Giannis. Okay.
Broadwatch.
So Marcus Morris was a Sixer for not very long.
Long enough to get the key to the city.
Yes, he did get the key to the city. I actually liked Marcus Morris when he was here.
Me too.
He was on the Kevin O'Connor podcast. We love KOC over at Yahoo. And he had a couple things to say about the 76ers, most specifically Daryl Morey. Now, we heard Daryl saying he uses AI in as a vote in making decisions. And Marcus Morris was not too thrilled at that.
I'm curious, as a player, what were your thoughts on Daryl Morey's comments about using AI to assist in making decisions?
Man, listen, I'm going to just say this, and this will be the first time I ever said this. I don't trust Daryl Morey. I just don't trust him. I think he's thinking it too far ahead of the way basketball needs to be played. He's trying to do a whole new team. He's trying to bring guys in. He's flipping them in and out, in and out, in and out. Does he even understand the dynamic of being in Philadelphia? What guys you need to play in Philadelphia? Like, understand how the team needs to gel first before you start talking about AI. What does AI do? Like, I understand the effects it can have on other, you know, other spots of maybe the offense, the numbers and things like that. But like telling you what guys you should choose or which guy fits what you're trying to do. What has he won? Like, he hasn't won in so long. Right.
Come close. He came close in Houston. They went to a game 7 against the amazing Warriors.
And then what happened to that team the next year?
They blew up.
you tell my guy, JH, that you're going to do something for him, a guy that you brought from all these teams, and then you don't like the AI tell him not to pay James Harden?
See, Marcus Morris is just angry that he got traded.
Sure he is.
Yeah.
From his home team.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. And he wanted to come back so bad this year, and they didn't sign him. Yeah, they were leaking that the Sixers were interested in Marcus Morris. I don't think the Sixers were ever interested in Marcus Morris. He's not happy. He did talk about getting traded after he got the key to the city. Here's what he said.
Ultimately, I think the Sixers are in a position where they need to reevaluate everything.
They just did that last year. They reevaluated everything. And
changed the whole roster.
I'm from Philadelphia. So I keep an eye on it, right? Like I had a chance to play there. I played there last year. Even with myself, I was playing really good basketball, and he traded me for a bag of chips. I'm just like,
what kind of chips?
Lay's, Fritos. It was just like literally a bag of chips, and I'm like, motherfucker, like what? What else do I need to do to play on this team, to play well, to gel with Joel, to be a guy that's in the city that's like helping the team?
Yeah, like because you're anti AI and analytics,
man. That's the bull. I'm talking about. And not only did he trade me, he trades Patrick Beverley, his own guy. You feel what I'm saying? That's playing really well. That's really helped the team when Embiid went down. When Embiid was there, we were top 5 in the NBA, right? I just like some of the things that I think that he does is like it doesn't have anything to do with basketball. It's like his own values of how he think a team should be constructed or ran or it's mind-boggling. I just don't understand it.
I mean, I don't know, man. He traded Patrick Beverley. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You know, those are two guys that we, like, enjoyed having on the team. Because they were, like, Philly type guys.
Sure, yeah.
All right, you know, the tough, rugged sort of guys, especially the Morris twin. Man, I've been trying to get a Morris twin here for 5 years.
Yeah. I do like Marcus Morris. I liked him when he was here.
Well, we finally got him here. I liked that he was here, and then he was gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That team was tough last year. For the first time, they had some toughness. I tried to tell you.
Well, they were. I thought they were tough even after Marcus Morris, though, overall.
Well, even Pat Bev was shocked. He was like, hold on, I got traded?
Yeah, he got mad. Well, because he thought Daryl was his boy, and Daryl traded him.
See, you know what?
But Pat Bev's not in the league. Is Marcus Morris even in the league this year?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. Pat Bev was playing in Israel.
I know Pat Bev is not.
He's a podcaster now. No offense.
I will talk to the podcasters.
Yeah, but like podcasters.
James Harden is playing well.
He is, but he always does this in the regular season.
Now, that's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
There's no mystery that James Harden is going to be.
I thought he didn't have anything in the tank.
Well, he's not getting to the rim anymore. Like, James Harden, but James Harden is so. The thing I'll give, James Harden is a floor raiser during the regular season.
And he's crafty.
He's, as far as basketball goes, he is a really smart player. He sees the floor really, really well. Mm-hmm. He does it even at decreased athleticism. Like, he can get guys shots, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. The number of times I've seen that guy disappear in a crucial playoff game, you know, that it wasn't just the Boston series, by the way. Miami series, too, the year before.
Yeah.
He definitely
was games 4 and 5.
Yeah, he didn't want to play.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to be there, yep. You know? But he is a good regular season player, and I was a James Harden guy before he got here. Yes,
and I'm not a James Harden guy. Yeah. I'm not a James Harden guy.
Well, we are 20 minutes away from the very first Eagles Insider of the Year award being given out. I feel the tension. The tension is ramping up. We will give away the award. Has Elliot earned it? Art in Florida, you're on WIP. What's up, Art?
Hi.
What's up, brother?
Hey, I don't know if you remember me. Last year I called you guys and I was saying how Trey Turner should be a start, you know, lead off, and then you told me that'll never happen. Well, guess what? It's happening. You remember?
Well, I guess
me?
You were right.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was just calling it just to say hi to you guys and say that definitely he should be leading off. And definitely when he gets on base, I'd rather have him stealing a base than Kyle Schwarber chugging down the road there. So I just wanted to make my.
So how long do you think they'll stick? How long do you think they'll stick with Trey Turner? So I believe they're going to start that way, but do you think they keep
it? You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In there. Well, Jack brought up the whole, I just forgot about that. He brought the two different lineups up.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of that? Two different lineups. That's a real normal baseball thing.
That won't happen. The way they stuck with, what's his name, in right field, they're going to stick with him at first at leading off. So I think it's definitely common to make most sense. I agree with you. It definitely makes sense. And, you know, having somebody who's got, you can steal a base when they get on and try to generate runs is definitely a deal breaker. But they have to be consistent on this. If not,
and I hope they leave him there. I got to be. We talk about the team not doing a whole lot this offseason to, I guess, change up the lineup from a personnel standpoint. It's really going to be about the approach. One of the things that does have me excited, or at least interested, in watching is Trey Turner at the leadoff spot and seeing if that unlocks the Trey Turner that we thought we were getting 2 years ago.
Just a more classic good hitter.
Yeah.
Get on base, see some pitches.
So I want to see if that does that for Trey Turner, and maybe that brings the lineup a different look and a different feel.
I agree. I think it's going to excite him and get him more pumped up to have more opportunities to bat more often and you know help this team win games, you mm-hmm. know, and hopefully the rest of the team continues to improve from last year.
All right, you got a local star?
Yeah, you got somebody who is from here and ended up being famous.
Yeah, my uncle Kevin Bacon.
Oh, Kevin Bacon's your uncle?
Kevin Bacon's your uncle?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
He's a good one.
Yeah.
He's not your uncle, but he is a good one. Kevin Bacon. Musician.
Yes.
Obviously, movie star.
Mm-hmm. 80s.
80s. Definitely yeah, 80s. 80s. A little 90s. Footloose.
Yeah. But he never liked. Does he rep Philly at all? I feel like he's never at any of the big games or anything.
No, he's not a big sports guy, but I think he is heavily
identified
as a Philly guy.
That's probably what he is. He's probably not a
guy.
Big sports guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's definitely a Philly guy. I think he's identified as a Philly guy pretty clearly.
Now, I'm going to throw this one out here. I don't know if he's from here, and I just know he's a Philadelphia sports fan celebrity. Is Bradley Cooper from this area?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he's from Jenkintown.
Yeah, I was going to say it's one of the western suburbs.
Okay.
Yeah, that's close enough. Jenkintown's
right.
close.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
It's like Westchester.
Well, hey, we take them all, man. He's one of our biggest supporters.
Jenkintown's nice little, if it was so far away from here, it wasn't such a murder of a drive.
Did we ride past Jenkintown to get to McGirt's?
No.
I feel like I rode past Jenkintown going somewhere recently.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those western, northwestern suburbs.
And the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl without Bradley Cooper, taking them out.
That was a good
he
intro.
Did a great job.
That was a good intro.
Did
yeah,
a great job.
And they probably win the Super Bowl.
I don't know if they did. The way the Eagles chant echoed off the dome, that was different. So I knew it was over.
215-592-9494. Andy from Deptford, you're on WIP.
Yo, fellas.
What's up, nice? Andy?
Are we hot?
We live. We hot. What's up, Andy?
What's good, my guys? I want to hit on legacies, but before I get to legacies, right? We got to hit on this. Joe DeCamer, Fritz triathlon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll all agree Fritz will wipe them in any type of athletic event, right? So
we think
a good appetizer to the entree, because we know Joe's been playing nothing but bums anyway on Beat the Hammer. You get Fritz and you get the Camera and Beat the Hammer WIP matchup, and something the Camera thinks he'd be successful at.
Ooh.
I mean, how awesome would that be?
So you're thinking of a test of the brains in addition to the athletic
a mental sweat,
a mental competition.
Right, because we know. I mean, if he's real about the situation, he's going to get crushed with athleticism. I think most adult men would crush Joe DeCameron anything athletic. You know what I'm saying? So I think he may think he has a shot with the mental side of things. But, we all know the callers that he gets are all bums. I myself, I already beat the man twice and beat the Hammer. So, you know what I'm saying? Let Fritz get some of that action.
You think you'd do well with him, Fritz?
Yeah, how do you think you'd do on beat the Hammer?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not a great on-the-spotman.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a lot of pressure. People don't understand that with beat the Hammer. And I'll give I'm not going to give Joe pressure because Joe does it every week.
It's a clock there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's hard for the challenger is that it's harder than you think. Even an answer that
right.
When you're on the spot, it is harder to think of it.
Yep.
Well, here's the deal, Spike, right? I mean, the whole contest, in my opinion, is a little flawed because it's usually a current event leading up to that week. So let's say the draft was next week. We know Friday Beat the Hammer is all going to be about the draft. So I'm sure the Camera probably does some homework. He doesn't know the categories, but I'm sure he can do,
just a quick search of different stuff,
Like Super Bowl week, it's going to be about the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he probably brushes up on the Super Bowl, where the contestant doesn't have that opportunity because nobody knows who's going to be the contestant.
Well, here's what I really think, Andy. What I really think should happen is somebody other than Seltzer should come up with the questions.
I'll do you on that.
No offense to Seltzer, and I don't think Seltzer's in the bag for DeCamera or anything, but Seltzer knows DeCamera, and there's no way they're going into a Beat the Hammer with five questions that DeCamera has no chance of answering. Do you know what I'm saying? I think if I'm letting my guy Fritzy go against a camera in Beat the Hammer, yeah. we're having a neutral party. We'll have Tucker come up with the questions or Angelina come up with the questions. We can't have Seltzer coming up with the questions.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right, now I want to hit on legacies, Eagles and Sixers legacies. So quickly on my Eagles, right? We had two greats hang it up within the past two seasons, right? You had Kelsey, you had Brandon Graham. And your guys' opinions, who do you think has the stronger Eagle legacy? For me, I'll go first. I think BG, just because, you know, he won two Super Bowls. And, you know, I think he connects a lot more with the city and the fans overall, in my opinion. Who you guys feel has the stronger legacy?
Wait, BG or who? I'm sorry?
BG or Kelsey.
Oh,
Ooh, that's come on, man. That's a tough one there, Andy.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just saying, you know.
It's hard for me to say which one has a stronger legacy. I think both of them have strong legacies.
I think the weird thing with Kelsey now is Kelsey is famous beyond Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
and BG is really, everybody knows who BG is, but BG is strictly a Philly guy at this point.
Yeah.
The interesting thing will be, does BG end up doing NFL Network or something like that.
Yeah. And you guys haven't got the chance to get to know media BG yet.
Yes. Yeah. We'll see what media BG is. Yeah.
You don't know what that's going to be like.
They are both, I'll give them both this. For two guys who are not from here, they have established themselves in Philadelphia as Philadelphians. And
yeah.
we joke about Jason a lot, but Jason made this his home, right? And I think he represents this place really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had a moment to not be proud of either one of the guys. So it's thank you for the call, Andy. I think it's hard to pick one of the two.
Yeah, and I'm seeing a little bit of this stuff out in social media. Do me a favor, everyone. Relax on Jason. We won the Super Bowl. It doesn't do any good for any of us as Eagle fans to be still bitter at him about his reaction to the Chiefs losing the Super Bowl, to Travis losing the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he's done way more good and positive here for us, for people to still be trying to drag Jason Kelsey on social media. Like, what are we doing here, man?
It's like he's almost being punished for being out there and being honest. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't get it. And we won.
Yeah.
Now, had we lost, I can understand some bitter feelings being there, because part of your brain would say, hold on, is Jason happy that we lost and happy that Travis won?
Right.
I can understand that if that were the case. But we actually won the Super Bowl.
Jason Kelsey was...
give Kelsey a break, man.
He was a Eagle his entire career. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
He married the Philly
girl. A local,
girl.
Yes.
He lives here. He represents the... He is a national celebrity, but every time he is asked, he represents the Eagles.
Yes.
He still comes on WIP all the time, of all places, which he doesn't have to do. The guy's a $100 million podcast deal. I promise you, we are not... Whatever we are paying Jason to do his WIP stuff is a drop in the bucket. He does it.
Money.
He does it because he wants to be connected to Philadelphia.
Yes.
And that is all we ask out of these people.
Yeah.
You know, who come here. Do you want to be part of what we do? And he has never been anything but that.
I agree. Yeah, just he's too great of a player. He means too much to too many people for the small portion of fans out there who are holding something against him with this to have that stuff circulating out there on social media, man.
Yeah, relax.
Yeah.
Jason, give the guy a break.
Jason's one of us, man.
Yeah, he's one of us. So, and BG is as well.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah. That's why with Andy, see, I know Andy. That's Andy. Andy is not so hot on Jason.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
He's not so hot
Mad
on Jason.
Mad that he went to the Bills game last year after they lost.
Yeah, he was not.
Let's see in 4 years, if the Eagles are playing the Lions in the NFC Championship game and Brandon's doing a podcast somewhere and he's like, you know, I grew up watching the Lions. And you know, who knows?
Right. That's me with the Bengals.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, at least they're in the AFC.
At least they're in the AFC.
Yes.
Yes. Who would you cheer for?
Well, I would always cheer for the Eagles. You have to worry about that.
Well, the Bengals don't have one, though.
No, I agree.
Okay,
I agree.
Right.
I agree. So my thing with that is always, well, it's a win-win situation for me. I really
I hope we get that chance.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Eagles. We almost got it. Was it 22?
Yeah.
22, yeah.
Yeah, because the Chiefs beat the Bengals that year, right, in the title game.
Yeah. Oh, man. Me and Jack cheering for the Bengals, too.
I would have been, yeah, you guys would have been.
With Burrow.
Right, oh, yeah. Burrow's a loser. All right.
All right. Well, it's next.
It's time.
By the way, I know Elliot will be here, and I have found out another one of the competitors will be here.
All right.
But ooh, might boy. Be here after the award is awarded, so might not be here if they win.
Wow.
So, but we will get their commentary
that'll
afterwards.
Be awkward.
Well, we'll see what they have to say.
Okay.
If they don't win.
It has to be like at the award show where somebody accepts it on their behalf.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Imagine that. Imagine Elliot sitting here broken as that person walks out 15 minutes late. Yep. Oh, my God. All right. We award Eagles Insider of the Year next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.